From my stubborn heart to yours. A Frank Castle / Maria Castle and Frank Castle / Matt Murdock fic, written by Marv with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. If Frank has a quality, it's defiance. If someone owns his heart forever, it's Maria. If someone loves him down to his soul, it's Matt. Funny the way things work out.
You live to regret it, Frank. That was what they all told him at the time. You'll live to regret it. He did. He lived, and he had regrets, but not her. He didn't regret her, not Maria. They weren't supposed to work, see? Everyone knows you don't marry the girl you knocked up. It's a nice idea in theory, but it doesn't work because you haven't laid the foundation. You haven't put in the time, the groundwork, the effort it takes to really know each other. To know if you're compatible as partners, not just sexually. That's like 10% of the whole picture. You've got to know you can live with each other first, that you can tolerate each other's annoying habits and have fights that don't end in calling it quits. You've got to know first, and Frank didn't. He didn't know, not for sure. He married her anyway. It shouldn't have worked, and somehow it did. Because Maria, she never did take any shit from him. She gave him plenty. It wasn't the pregnancy hormones either. It was just Maria right from the start. Whenever she was teasing him about that damn guitar or telling him that she didn't need him, that she'd raised the baby on her own. She knew who he was and what it meant to have him as her baby's father. Frank Castle, Marine and trained sniper. Tours. He wouldn't be there. He'd want to be, but he wouldn't be. As much as he'd move walls for her if he could. It just wasn't possible. He wouldn't be there for the doctor's appointments or even for the birth. He wouldn't be there for the 3 AM feedings or for christenings or anything else. He'd be back when he could, if he came back. That was just the reality. Good men shipped out and were shipped back in pine boxes with an American flag to keep them company. It happened. It could happen to Frank. It had almost happened a few times already. He couldn't be present, either as a husband or a father. She knew that, and she married him anyway. That was him and Maria right from the start. We hear you, and we're doing it anyway. They did do it. They had a healthy baby girl, and Frank didn't get to hold her for the first time until she was 8 months old. He missed her birth and more than half of Maria's pregnancy. And he missed his baby girl's first Christmas. He and Maria did it anyway. They had Christmas in March instead of December, and it was the worst Christmas Frank ever had. The thing was, after 15 months apart, it was entirely possible to fall out of step with each other, to lose the rhythm that had made life so rosy over a year ago. Throw a screaming baby into the mix, and it was destined to fall to fucking pieces. It did. Frank had a nightmare, and Maria started her day with a screaming baby and a shattered husband who did his best to pull himself together. It was Christmas, right? He had to try. Some of his friends and Maria's were supposed to be coming around for Christmas lunch, but then some showed up early and some not at all. The turkey was burnt, the vegetables were undercooked, the gravy wouldn't thicken no matter what Frank tried. He and Maria argued, and he tried to salvage the dinner and their relationship while Billy, good old Billy, soothed the crying baby Lisa to sleep and hummed the first fucking Noel. It wasn't peace on earth by any stretch of the imagination, but it was Christmas, imperfect as it was. It was Billy, in the end, who got him and Maria to make peace. He held a plastic sprig of mistletoe over their heads and told them the traditions were important. It gave things meaning, even when it all went to shit. He was right, of course. He and Maria made up and then made out under the mistletoe like a couple of teenagers. That first Christmas taught them how to fight without hating each other and make up without pretending everything was fine. It was important. It took more than a decade for Billy to be proved right, and when he was, Frank knew they'd all been right when they said, "You'll regret it, Frank."
He did, for sure. He had so many regrets, just not as many as everyone involved did when they found out the hard way that Frank survived. If there was one thing they should have all known, it was that simple truth of life. If you shoot at Frank Castle and miss, you won't live to regret it. They didn't miss, and it didn't matter. Frank didn't go down, and he came for them all, Every last one, he took Maria, Lisa, and Frankie from him. Somewhere along the way, he met a pain-in-the-ass altar boy and fell in love with him. It was the beginning of a new era for Hell's Kitchen, an era of justice and vengeance. He and his dread were two sides of the same coin, justice and vengeance. Everybody knew it for a fact. If the devil didn't get you, the Punisher would. They shouldn't have worked. He and Red had more differences than things in common. But if one thing stayed the same after all this time, it was this. Frank did it anyway. Stubbornness was his path to love, whether it lasted for 13 years or 30. He knew what he wanted, and he went after it. Every single time. No more regrets.